Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love mashed potatoes. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from America the Miserable for another Homes Alone edition. It's Wednesday, November 25th, Thanksgiving Eve, 2020, and I'm thankful for my guests today, Chad Daniel, Solomon Giorgio, and Amy Miller. Hello.
Hi.
Let's meet them individually, starting with first-time guest Solomon Giorgio.
Hi. Here. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to even be here.
That's so exciting I come across you on Twitter and enjoy your tweets and saw that you were following me and said, hey, do you want to be on Doug Loves Movies? And now here we are.
See, it's that simple.
Do all of your friends call you Saul? Because I heard Amy refer to you as Saul.
It's really, honestly, if it starts with an S, I will probably respond to it.
All right, shithead.
It's actually the nicest one so far.
Oh, okay. I got excited when she called you Saul because I was like, oh, that's going to save me a lot of time.
You can go for it. It's all
Solomon every time. But also Solomon's a pretty cool name.
I think I either say Saul or the whole thing Solomon Giorgio because it's so beautiful. You got to go short or long.
It really does sound like a title of an Italian film.
Of course, it's probably I've had my whole life. I've never lived up to it, but it is my name.
Fair enough. And we've already heard her briefly. One of the world's top Amys. It's Amy Miller.
Hi. Sometimes Doug is very generous and will give me a heads up who else is on the podcast in case I hate that man. And I was like, no, I love Saul. And Chad, I'd never met, but I am a big fan of. So this is a good crew. Hey.
It's so easy to not hate Chad when you don't actually know him.
That's what I've heard.
Little tougher face to face.
Yeah, once you get into it with him, well, then who knows what's going to happen. But I did your podcast yesterday, Amy. Who's Your God?
Yeah, finally. It was so fun. It wasn't so painful, right?
No, because you never even asked me the title question.
I know. We don't ask it. We ask a different question. It's kind of a trick.
Yeah.
You answered that one, sort of. You played the game.
Yeah, we chatted about a lot of stuff. And then at the very end, we touched on religion a little bit, because that's pretty much my life, touching on religion a little bit.
Exactly. We had a really good comedy talk, though. I mean, we got into your values and stuff. That's really what it's about.
Oh, okay. And phoning it in. That sounds like he's not even going to try. It's Chad Daniels.
Hello.
Hey, Chad.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, great.
What's your name on your socials?
At That Chad Daniels. I know that sounds horrible, but when I was younger in high school, I had a girlfriend and I went to her house, and then her mom didn't know I was there and yelled, "If you hadn't been hanging out with That Chad Daniels." And so that stuck, and that's what I put on there.
Oh, okay. Because you've also got a special called Dad Chaniels, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. Funny.
So I got confused and thought that might have been on your socials as well. But
no.
But thank you for being here. Can you say what state you're in?
Well, I'm in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. So that's okay. Northern Minnesota is where I live. Yeah.
Yeah, you got super specific. If anybody wants to track you down,
well, that's the thing. No one can find it. It doesn't show up on maps. So.
Oh, perfect.
That sounds like Cajun territory.
Yeah.
It is actually. Yeah.
Chad Daniels. Well, thank you to all three of you for being here. Solomon, of course, is a first-time guest, yeah. But Chad and Amy have been through this a bunch of times, both in front of a live audience and over Zoom, and hope to have you participate sometime with an audience, Solomon.
Look, it's okay. I enjoy that. I'm at my house, and that's pretty nice.
I mean, it is kind of a perk that you can be on podcasts and not leave your house. That is... you know, it's just the trouble is being stuck in your house all the time starts to be a drag. But since everybody's stuck at home, I love to talk about, movie options that people can watch before we get into the game portion of the show. So let's start with Solomon. And are there any movies you've seen lately that you would recommend?
The last movie I just saw, which is one that's not available to stream anywhere, so you have to get the DVD, is Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Oh, that's, who's in that?
Drop Dead Gorgeous is Kirsten Dunst, Allison Janney, Kira Sedgwick.
And RuPaul.
RuPaul? I'm trying to remember now.
It's a beauty pageant.
Yes,
story.
But with like, it's a mockumentary with a lot of, with murder. It's very, it's nice. It's really fun. an early Brittany Murphy film as well. Young Amy Adams in it.
I'm not sure. It's crazy that you can't stream it. At this point, I don't understand anything that's available nowhere.
Yeah, I agreed.
Yeah, especially can some of these places you just mm-hmm. you just spend hours just flipping through all these terrible movies that they stream. You'd think the ones that people like would definitely show up somewhere.
And yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, I've watched it millions of times. And I'm also going to apologize because I said Kara Sedgwick, and it is not. It is, Ellen Barkin, who I, the person I confused her with.
Oh, I could see that. They both kind of talk out of the side of their mouth.
They do. It is. But yeah, it's that sort of like...
They both have a cockeyed smile.
They're in Legends of the Fall.
It is. It's sort of like a Holly Hunter school of acting.
Oh yeah, that's very. She's in that group too.
And RuPaul's not in it. A second, I was thinking of But I'm a Cheerleader, which is another classic that you cannot get on streaming. I had to buy the DVD. Mm-hmm. They're both so good, though.
Yes. But RuPaul isn't one enough yet.
Yes, I know.
That could be a fun. You could steal the cover art and make it an album title, Solomon, because you could go Drop Dead Giorgio.
Yes, it's true. That is.
You'd only have to change a few letters.
I'm going to steal that idea now.
Oh, he would simple. Too. That's what I was going to say. He fucking will.
Well, just like Amy pointed out to me yesterday, my next internet comedy show is going to be on Canada's Boxing Day. And then she came up with a hot Boxing Day to describe my show. And I hadn't thought of it. So I'm very grateful that we spoke. Okay. So Drop Dead Gorgeous is Saul's recommendation. What about you, Amy? What do you think people should try to check out right
well,
now?
Well, not the last movie I saw, but something I recommended to you and you thought was really sad and I thought was really funny, which are both correct, is this documentary called Jasper Mall, which is on Amazon Prime if you have that. And it's literally just this mall in Alabama is slowly closing down.
Mallabama.
And they follow like the through the eyes of the maintenance guy, basically each store that's kind of closing, coming to an end. And it is, I mean, it's kind of slow, but it's very funny. There's all these characters, these old people that just hang out in the mall every day. And so they're like, not sure what they're going to do when the mall's closed. That part is sad.
Yeah, there's a bunch of mall walkers that come in every day and just walk the mall and don't buy anything. They're just there to get exercise.
Not a thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of, it's not exactly one-stop shopping in this mall because they barely have any restaurants. I think there's like a Subway sandwich place.
Well, that's it. They lost their peonies. Okay, we lost peonies and then we lost Kmart. And now this next department store's got to go. We still got the Subway. It's like, wow. Solomon, this girl also works at like the Great Clips in the mall and gives her own friend a haircut that is so botched. I watched it like 20 times.
I think Amy talking about this movie is so much funnier than the movie. The movie is so bleak. The soundtrack is just so sad. And it's just, and like she said, it's the security maintenance guy that kind of runs the whole show. He's even like seen at one point on the phone trying to convince some other big, you know, big chain to put a store into the mall that's dying. And but he totally looks like and has like a Tiger King vibe. Mm-hmm. And sure. Then it turns out the guy used to run a zoo.
a big cat park. Also, he is from New Zealand, so he has a New Zealand Alabama accent, and it's the craziest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, so once again, it's called Jasper Mall, and it's which one's it on?
Amazon Prime.
Prime, yeah, it's on Prime. And Amy was like, I watched this movie and laughed all the way through. And I watched it, and I was like, this is not the same movie.
I told you I was really high.
Yeah, you did mention that. So I was like, oh, she must have had some better weed than I had before I watched it.
Did the mall walkers in that movie ever decide to just go outside?
We can't really tell you what happens to the mall walkers, Chad. You gotta watch it.
I refuse to watch that movie.
Well, it's funny. The mall gets a real, I mean, I don't know how much business they get from it, but like there's more activity outside the mall when the county fair rolls through.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a county fair. It's just sort of like a fair that, you know, just sets up in various parking lots.
It's a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, it's a Ferris wheel and, you know, cotton candy. And elephant ears, or is it a different name there?
I think elephant ears, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's regional, that particular carnival snack.
They actually got them from the guy's former zoo.
Actual elephant ears. Chad, do you have something less depressing to recommend than movies about beautiful dead people and dead malls?
I mean, but I did like the movie Shot Caller with... as you know, Doug, I don't know the names of actors, but I can tell you what else they've been in, which comes in very handy for this show. But it's called Shot Caller, and the main guy was the main prince in Game of Thrones.
That's where you lose me, because I was never a Game of Thrones person. Peter Dinklage is all I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't watch Game of Thrones either.
Shot Caller's great. It's this, you know, financial advisor guy gets in a car accident, has to go to prison, and then has to make some tough decisions. And I thought it was pretty great.
See it.
What's that?
Do you know where you watched it?
Yeah, Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool. Shot Caller.
Listen. I can't tell. If I'm not going to find out what happened to these goddamn mall walkers, I'm not giving you any more about this movie. There's no way.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't really sell it. Like, I have no interest in seeing Shot Caller yet.
I can't sell it because anything I say is going to, I mean, it really is one of those things where you have to watch it. Because if I tell you what makes it great, it's kind of the whole thing.
Oh, I like that. That always works on me. I can't tell you what I always watch it when people say that. So now I'm going to see it.
I can't tell you what happens. I don't know who's in it. So good luck.
Never even watched it. Just Googled what movies are on Netflix.
It might be called Shot Caller. I can't confirm or deny. But yeah, I like that kind of recommendation, you know, because like there's this movie that just came out on Prime today that I got to see a few days ago called Uncle Frank. And I liked the movie a lot. And then I watched just for the hell of it, I watched the trailer today on Prime. And it just condenses everything that happens in the movie into 2 minutes.
Right.
And it just bums me out that like, I wish there was just more opportunity to not know so much about the story before seeing a movie. And so when somebody recommends something like with Jasper Maul, I just was like, you know what? I trust Amy. I never will again. But in that case, I was like, you know, I'm just going to watch it. And I did and watch the whole thing too. Cause it's really, it's something. It's,
well, it sat with you.
It's not terribly long, but it will be with you for the rest of your life. I'll never be able to look at a dying mall again without thinking of Jasper Maul. I also kind of want to check in with Jasper Maul and see what's up. I bet you if you called that mall, if you called their office or whatever, I bet you could get that guy on the phone if he's still there.
It's that same guy. Yeah, he's still there training some teenager about how often people shit on the bathroom floor.
Yeah, I mean, that kid really wanted to just bounce right at that moment when he was like, you know, sometimes people just come in and shit on the floor. I think he really was rethinking his
career. Job. Yeah.
Yeah. And but there were cameras there, you know, when there's a documentary camera there, he couldn't just be like, well, fuck this and leave, you know. So he apparently he stuck it out. We won't know for sure, but it feels like that mall, its days are so numbered. So it may not, because the guy was looking for, like, I guess the people that own that mall own several malls. So he's just like, I'm just going to have to move somewhere else. I'm going to run a different mall. He's just a mall runner. He's no Shot Caller. He's a mall runner.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like all malls are just inherently sad anyway. So it's just, it seems like too sad when it's just called the saddest mall.
Yeah, I think even the best mall, most popular malls right now must have, you know, a lot of spaces that are just, you know, places that went out of business and they can't get somebody new in there. Because also this Jasper Mall movie was shot before COVID. So like, they should go in and make a sequel because that place must be.
and you'll watch it. You know, you'd watch it.
I would watch Jasper Mall 2 in a heartbeat. And if it was really depressing, I would tell everybody I know to watch it.
Just Jasper Mall 2, Chopping Mall.
Jasper Mall 2, Mall or Nothing. All right. So thank you for those recommendations. But now the question I always ask this around this time of year, if each of you could tell me your favorite holiday movie.
Oh, that's so tough to pick one.
Well, you know, I have you on the show around this time of year every year, so you can change it up. You don't have to commit to one for life.
I guess this year I'm going back to favorite Love Actually. Now that that kid is all, you know, up in the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, when he first showed up in Queen's Gambit, I was like, who is this guy pretending to be an adult who looks like a child?
And, for sure.
And it was driving me crazy where I knew him from. So then I, you know, I looked it up and I, my reaction was kind of ugly because I don't like that kid in Love Actually. He's one of the parts of the movie I'd rather not, you know, watch again. And, cause I'm not concerned about his being in love with an adult woman. I know it's not going to work out. Cause isn't that his storyline that he's got a crush on a woman?
Yeah. A woman? No, it's a regular girl.
It's another girl, but she's leaving. Cause isn't there an airport scene?
Yes, there's an airport scene. He chases her through the airport.
Yeah.
Which that's depressing too. Whenever I see a movie where people can still run to somebody's gate and try to catch them.
I know. I feel like it's one of the last ones.
You're
like, who's this kid in Queen's Gambit that they took four blonde feathers and taped to the top of his lip to try to look like a man?
He's got the silliest mustache. It's like the guy on the current season of The Bachelorette. There's a guy with that kind of mustache where it's just like, you still look like a child.
Noah.
Yeah, Noah still looks like a kid. So The Bachelorette made him shave it off. But I think he keeps his mustache through all of Queen's Gambit and his love of stupid hats. And he's got a nice head of hair on him, that kid. So I don't know why.
And he's got a knife on his belt. He kind of dresses like the maintenance man from Jasper Mall.
Or he kind of reminded me of like River Phoenix when he played young Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of hot, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Wasn't he like 13?
But I was at the time too. I'm not like a pedo in the past. I'm not a necro pedo.
It kind of sounds, you know, it doesn't sound so bad when you put them together like that.
Fun. Sounds like a goth dance night. You going to necro pedo tonight?
No. Chad, what do you think? Do you have a favorite holiday movie, like one that you watch every year?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Home Alone. I mean, I love Christmas Vacation, of course. We watch that as well, but we go with Home Alone. We see a lot of that. I have a bunch of trees that drop acorns on the sidewalk here, so my daughter and I look out the window and watch people slip and fall, and it's kind of throughout the year we love those little pranks.
You can really count on people to fall on, slip on those things?
Absolutely. Because what will happen is someone will be running and then they'll go off the sidewalk because there will be pedestrians coming towards them. And then they'll go into the yard, which is just full of acorns, and then ass over tea kettle.
See, I'm a longtime believer that Kevin McAllister is the villain of that movie.
Yeah, he's evil.
I mean, he really...
I love it.
He really beats them up. Yeah, and it is one of those things where if it happened in real life, they would press charges and maybe win.
Oh, for sure. That's an easy win case.
I think I'm going to enjoy it more this year because I feel, and I might be wrong when I say this, but I feel like I've been dealing with just stupid fucking adults for a while. And watching these two get hit in the face with an iron is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I think Daniel Stern's scream is one of the most beautiful sounds.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Oh, he's so good. The outtakes are really good too. If you have the DVD, like the Home Alone, especially from the Wet Bandits, outtakes are really hilarious.
Because I love
a blooper.
Because because there's like, are there violent things that happen to them that didn't make it into the movie?
More like just botching those like prank scenes and calling each other the wrong name. And I don't know, Joe Pesci's just hilarious.
See, that would be fun, but I would also hate like the whole setup of getting disgustingly dirty and then ruining my line and having to start again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also Kevin's bloopers are funny because Macaulay Culkin is like the cutest kid in that movie. So cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I also recommend to people that they go back to the movie that pretty much inspired Home Alone, I learned recently, because when they were making Uncle Buck, there's this scene where Macaulay Culkin, you know, is looking through the mail slot in the front door and won't let somebody in.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and so that's where John Hughes had the inspiration of, like, there should be a whole movie of this. And turns out he was right. I mean, that Home Alone was, like, one of the biggest movies ever at the time. Everybody knew it. What do you think, Solomon? Do you have a Christmas favorite?
Yeah, because I'm a Christmas baby. So I'm, like, I have a very long love of the holiday.
He watches his birth video.
Favorite Christmas movie?
What does that mean? Your parents got it on Easter?
I think so.
Did you ever watch the bloopers of Solomon's birth? God, they're funny.
Oh, they have to put me back in so many times.
They're so good. No wonder you hate the idea of getting all dirty and having to redo it.
Hey, but real quick, Chad, let me ask you something before we continue this discussion.
Sure.
Have you thought of setting up a camera to capture people slipping outside your home?
Yes, we have decided to put the Ring system at our house now.
Not for security, just for bloopers.
Just for shots of people falling.
I keep like a rusty folding chair in my front yard. So people walk by and they're like, we're not breaking into this piece of shit. Forget it. So I don't have to worry about that. I definitely want to see. I mean, there's some really funny stuff. I saw a fist fight in the middle of my street one time. It's been pretty fantastic. It'd be nice to have it on video.
Are they eucalyptus trees?
No, they're oak trees.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, those acorns suck.
It's every 2 years. There's so many that someone invented. You know the old school push mower with no gas, right? It's just like the three blades that keep spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody invented an acorn picker upper that works like that. So basically it scoops them up and then spins them around just like a bingo ball, you know, carrier or whatever.
And shreds them and shoots them back out?
Or it doesn't shred them. It just keeps them. And then you have to empty it out every so often. I don't use it. I'd rather watch people fall.
I've fallen on a lot of those acorns.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but also laughing.
All right, Saul.
I'm going to go with the classic, which is a Christmas Story. I think I'll watch it every year.
Nice.
I always have a love-hate relationship with that movie because I do enjoy a lot of the, individual mm-hmm. vignettes and things that happen, a lot of classic moments, but I can't get past the voice of that guy that narrates the whole thing.
I guess it's a creature comfort for me because I just don't think of it in any, now you're making me think of it because I really don't pay attention to it.
I do love it. It's a weird voice and it's like he's got like chewing tobacco in his bottom mm-hmm. lip or marbles or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can power through it because I think like the masochist child in me, the first time I ever cried laughing was when that kid gets spanked over the phone and I...
There's really funny stuff in there. Like and all the actors, they know what's going on. Like it's just so much funnier than a Christmas movie has a right to be.
Oh yeah.
And and Darren McGavin, he's a great actor as the dad.
Yeah.
And I can't think of her name right now, but the mom from Close Encounters is also
yes.
great.
She's such a good mom actor.
And also mm-hmm. like speaking of somebody with the Macaulay Culkin ability, that little kid was phenomenal.
Yeah, well Ralphie. he produces movies with Vince Vaughn and is in like you can pick a Vince Vaughn movie and he's probably got like a small part in it somewhere.
Oh.
His name is Peter Billingsley. And as an adult he's a hotshot producer.
Oh.
God. Yeah, he's so cute.
All these kids are cute too, aren't they, Amy?
Well, I was just... not sexually.
Good thing they're still alive.
But I was just thinking about that. It's like as a white child, you have to be like that hyper hyper like cherubic cute to be cute, because white kids are the least cute kids of all kids, but like
red cheeks, like it's really important.
Like, we have the ugliest children across the board, but if you have a cute one, it's like really, really cute. And then there's no in between. Sorry, Chad. No.
I completely agree with you. And that's why I had to stop watching that movie, because my sister has three children under the age of 10, and they come to my house ugly, and they come to my house for Christmas. And I didn't realize how much screaming is in A Christmas Story until those three leave. And then I try to watch that and I can't do it because of the screaming. There's a lot of high pitched screaming and it drives me nuts. It makes me want to chase my sister down on the highway and do something horrible.
So they're ugly and loud. That's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty. Merry Christmas.
So it's like a Trump rally.
Well, those are all great recommendations of movies people are well familiar with, and we'll probably all check out again this year. Christmas Story always has those 24-hour marathons.
Yeah.
But now, like, there's some other weird ones of the join the fray. Like, I know in the recent years, I remember seeing that some channels showed Scrooged for 24 hours.
Huh.
And another one I saw, I guess it was inevitable, like Die Hard was playing all day and all night on some channel. So it'll be interesting to see which movies make marathon status this year.
It's weird what channels like spend their whole bag on getting Christmas rights, and you're like, oh, I see you, Freeform. Like, you're going to make all your money this month.
It's the same movies every year, and they keep pushing Harry Potter as a Christmas movie. like just because the whole family can watch it, I guess.
Well, no, it's one of those franchises, I think, that always came out at Christmas, and so then it gets put in that canon for no reason.
Yeah, it really does not belong there, but Freeform is really committed to, it's either Harry Potter or Jim Carrey's Grinch or Home Alone.
Yeah, I think it's important to tell people, like, a Christmas movie is a movie that is, the theme is Christmas, not because Christmas happens in it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's where, Bruce Willis agrees. He doesn't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. He came out a few years ago strong on that.
It's important that he addresses the big issues in this country.
The debate happens every year, and, I don't know. For some reason, I never get tired of it, because it's just funny that people have such strong opinions one way or the other. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies, if you're allowing it to be considered a Christmas movie, just because I it's just such a great movie.
Yeah.
I think people want it in so they can mix up the Christmas experience with some action, and that's most of what it is.
And well, that's totally the thing, fine. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas, like, there's snow in every Christmas movie, but, how about some cocaine? Let's go.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, look, let it snow.
Yeah, broaden the rules. Just any movie you watch on Christmas is a Christmas movie. So I'm going to watch Halloween on Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, I've prepared a game for everybody to play. Is that okay?
Yay.
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. And I can't think of a better game to play right now because it's the only one that I've prepared than let's play Weird Algorithm. It's the game where, Chad, are you familiar with this game?
I think so.
Really?
I don't know. Let's try. It's not like I'm going to win. You know that.
I don't think you've ever been on an episode where we've played it because it's something I've been doing since we've been Zooming. And okay. So I think Amy's played it before. But for Solomon and Chad, I'll explain. Mm-hmm. And it's called Weird Algorithm because there's an algorithm on the Internet Movie Database site that if you pick any movie or TV show, you can take the cast list and refine it so that everybody's listed in order of who's the most popular according to IMDb at that particular day and time. So I looked these movies up today, hit refine on the cast list based on popularity. And it's really tricky and odd to figure out who would be the most popular from any given motion picture.
It'll be the year that it came out?
No, today.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Their popularity today. So basically it's like who's being searched the most on IMDb and who's also like in the news or has a new project that people are talking about. So those are the things you have to keep in mind to try to guess the answer. So I will name a movie. Mm-hmm. Hopefully a movie is popular enough that everybody playing will know basically who the cast is. But we discuss it. We talk our way through this. So I will remind you of who's in the movie if anybody's drawing a blank. But I'll have Chad's going to go first in the first round. And we'll play three rounds. Each person gets a chance to go first. But also you can share your answer. You could say the same answer as another person.
Oh, thank God.
And then, you know, but strategically, you might want to change it up just to win. And if you name the top person, according to IMDb, in the particular film, you get 3 points. For second build, you get 2 points. And for third, you get one. And anything below that, you just get a pat on the back at a future date from me for at least naming somebody that was in the movie.
I will collect.
I mean, patting on the back, that's I'd rather do that than the elbow thing that that caught on at the beginning of this COVID thing and I don't think we should go back to it.
It's that's a weird one. I'd rather just wave hello because I feel like once I do that I should just keep on moving.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only elbow bumps I've done lately are ones where we don't even stop. We just keep moving, but there's a quick elbow bump in the process. And it's always been at comedy shows where one person's coming off the stage and the other person's going on.
But for pat like on the back, when you see your friend, they just have to immediately turn around? Or what?
Yeah, I don't
know. You have to switch.
Yeah, they have to see you coming and then you reach around and pat them.
Okay, sounds good.
You know, it's like hugs. Like, I'm not scared of hugs as long as we both have clothing on.
that's not how I hug. So
it's handshaking and mushing faces together. Those are the ones that I think are dangerous.
Yeah, true.
No more of these people that I didn't like people that kiss other people on the mouth to say hello. And now they just need to stop entirely.
Who does that?
I know people and it's weird.
Oh my God.
French people and creepy uncles.
Yes, creepy uncles. Thank you. I know a 70-year-old that kisses his sisters on the lips when he sees them. It's like enough already.
Yeah,
I never. And the guy from the Vow, Keith Raniere. That's who kisses on the mouth.
He does.
Yeah, that's one of his things. He kisses everybody in the cult on the mouth every time. That's his standard greeting.
He thinks he's Richard Dawson.
That's so terrifying. Oh,
yeah, survey says your husband is pissed.
Okay, so here's the first movie. It's going to go Chad, then Amy, then Solomon. But like I said, it's open for discussion, and then we'll just lock your answers in before I tell you the results. And the first movie we're going to do today is The Color Purple. The classic Steven Spielberg movie, The Color Purple, large cast of people.
You're making Saul go last on this question?
Oh, listeners, I am black.
I currently in space that we're just doing voices. That's so funny. Oh shit. It's gonna take a while for me to get composed here. Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a really good reveal.
Solomon's known for his great timing.
It's just important that they know that. You can't tell by voice alone sometimes.
You can't. And also, but I feel like, you know, it hadn't come up yet because, you know, why would anybody just be throwing around, hey, so Solomon, you're black. So what do you think?
Okay, sorry.
What's your favorite black Christmas movie, Solomon?
I Baby's bet it's Black Kids. Christmas.
I actually bring it up every time we run into each other just before I pat him on the back.
Then you give out your black backpack pack.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So, Chad, yes. So the whitest person here.
This is rough.
Who do you think?
I mean, I don't.
That you remember obviously Whoopi Goldberg got her first big attention from that movie. She was nominated for Best Actress. It got nominated for 11 Oscars and won 0.
It is a snub. It is a super snub. I'm very annoyed. I'm trying to remember who won that year.
Something that does not stand the test of time, I'm sure.
I would love to not have any morals and be on my phone looking up this movie right now. Mm-hmm. Because this is a long time ago, right?
1984?
Yeah, that seems
that's mid-80s, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. But you can listen to what the other people say and, you know, form an opinion based on that if you'd like.
Well, I think I'm just going to steal what you'd already said and say Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, that's fair.
Or granted, it's not the right answer because you gave it to us, but...
Well, I really like to play games with the guests, so you never know what kind of hints I'm giving. See, that sentence I just said had a hint in it.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I gotta go Oprah Winfrey.
See, that's what happens, Chad.
Damn it, I knew she was in it, but didn't want to say it.
In case she wasn't in it.
Sound like an idiot. I should have just went with Prince for the joke. God damn it.
I want to say Oprah, but maybe Montel Williams. Which talk show host?
Jenny Jones.
What do you think, Solomon?
Well, it's tough because it's... Whoopi's also a famous talk show host.
That's true.
That's true.
She just did it in the other direction.
Yeah. But it has to be Oprah.
Oh, okay. I got to remind everybody, it's called Weird Algorithm.
Oh.
Because you never know what kind of weirdness is going to happen. But we've got Chad says Whoopi, and Amy and Solomon are sticking with Oprah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to go all the way back to number 7 on the list, which is in fact Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, okay. Whoa, that's wild.
That is a shocker that six people are more popular than Oprah Winfrey right now. I thought she's the most popular in perpetuity.
Wow.
Number five, playing the role, I believe her name was Squeak in the movie, Ray Don Chong.
What?
Yeah, shout out to the Chongs.
That's awesome.
Number four, the mean white, I think she was mean. I assume she was mean. She always played mean people. A white lady named Dana Ivey.
Hmm.
And then number three is Whoopi Goldberg.
Damn.
Yeah, arguably, you know, obviously the star, the movie was about her character, and she came in at number three in this algorithm. But that means that Chad is in the lead with 1 point.
What?
Yes.
What kind of sick game is this? And then number two is Danny Glover.
Sure. Mm.
So the second lead is...
Yeah, and then number one, who I personally had forgotten was in this movie, Lawrence Fishburne.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, young Lawrence Fishburne. He was Larry at the time before he changed. You know, remember there was one point in his career where he said, call me Lawrence. Yeah,
that's what he's so popular on IMDb because everyone's going, is that Lawrence Fishburne in 200 different movies and then searching him?
Yeah, and he's very, he's the wacky dad in Blackish.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some, you know, crazy opinions in his character on that show.
Wasn't he Cowboy Leroy on...
Cowboy Curtis.
There we go. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I like how you gave him a black name, though, because that was sort of the joke on the show, was that everything about his character wasn't... it seemed like he'd be played by a black guy.
Yeah.
All right, so that means going into round two, Chad's the only person with points on the board, but anything can happen because now Amy gets to go first. And the second title that I chose semi-arbitrarily, but also because the answer is weird, in my opinion, the film Mean Girls.
Mm. Hmm. Okay. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to go Tina Fey.
Oh, the screenwriter of the motion picture Mean Girls.
She's in it, though.
Yeah.
She sure is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Just double checking.
She's in it. I like her in it. She's great. She also, you know, helped with the Broadway musical version, which I also enjoyed very much.
Don't you miss Broadway shows, Doug, so much?
I really, you know, that movies and Broadway shows are probably my two, you know, biggest things that I miss. I mean, most of my hobbies were things that they're not allowing to happen anymore. So
yeah. Hobbies and jobs, yeah.
It's yeah, true. Yeah, my work and my fun.
All you have left is just mild interests.
Just watching those things on TV, you know, but that's like amusement parks are completely out of the question because, you know, watching rides on TV is no fun.
I tried it.
At least if I feel like watching a Broadway show, I can watch Hamilton on Disney Plus and it's pretty satisfying. What do you think, Solomon?
Since we're going for weird, Lacey Chabert.
I like the weirdness of that answer.
Yeah.
Very much.
I was like, all right, let's give it a go.
And now we go to Chad, who's probably a big fan of Mean Girls.
I've seen it. I have a 16-year-old daughter. We've watched that together. But again, I don't know ever the names of people. And I was going to say the Party of Five girl whose last name looks like Sherbert. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's Lacey Chabert.
Right, but I also, my initial answer, because of the movie that she's in about Iceland, and she's in Wedding Crashers. What in the hell? Like, you know me, this is it. This is how I play the game. I boil it down and lose.
I'm happy to tell you who that is. Because remembering the name isn't part of the game. It's just figuring out who's the most popular. It's you're thinking of Rachel McAdams.
Thank you.
She's in Eurovision. The
yes
song. Okay. The I like that movie very much.
Me too.
I don't know why Lacey Chabert would be in the news other than like some weird religious comment around the holidays, like we're having extra people at Thanksgiving. Forget masks. That seems like something she would say. But I'm gonna go with Rachel McAdams because that was my first thought.
She's like, Merry Christmas, no abortions. Thanks, everybody.
Even babies without dads get born. It's Jesus.
So we have Rachel McAdams is Chad's pick. Lacey Chabert is Solomon's pick. And Tina Fey is Amy's. Mm-hmm. Is everybody locked in?
Locked.
Okay.
Just because it's interesting to me, coming in at number 8 is Amy Poehler.
Oh.
Who plays the cool mom. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very funny in her,
very funny. You
know, her scenes. And then number 7, shockingly enough, Tina Fey.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She just hasn't, I guess she's not doing anything recently to get attention. Although, speaking of Broadway, she's hosting a special on NBC on December 10th, I believe. It's a 2-hour special where the casts of different Broadway musicals are going to perform numbers from their shows on the streets of New York.
And, oh, that's cute.
And Tina Fey is the host.
That's fun.
Yeah. Number 6 is Lindsay Lohan. Poor Lindsay is the star of the movie, and she's number 6. 5 is Lizzie Kaplan. 4 is Amanda Seyfried. 3 is a shocker. The guy who plays Aaron, the guy that Lindsay Lohan is interested in, his name is Jonathan Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
He came in at number 3.
Oh, wait.
Jonathan Bennett, like, he's a TV personality right now.
Yeah, he hosts like Cupcake Wars or something.
Oh, okay. And then number 2, Lacey Chabert.
Hey!
Wow.
I'll take
Solomon,
it.
What if number 1 is Daniel Francesi?
Could be. It could be.
I'd be so happy for him.
That'd be great. But unfortunately, the actual number 1, and this is shocking to me that Chad's running away with this thing. It is Rachel McAdams.
Oh my God.
It's also shocking to me, just so you guys know that.
It's exciting, Chad.
Looks like I have a new what I'm thankful for this year around the table.
Dude, if a couple people fall on some acorns, this will be your best day of 2020.
All right. Well, this next round's just going to be for fun because it's... Actually, Solomon still has a chance to win this thing. So I take it back. This isn't just for fun. This is for real.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I have 2 points, right?
Yeah, you have 2. Right. Chad has 4. So if you can name the number 1 person, according to IMDb, in the cast of Brokeback Mountain. Solomon gets to go first.
You can give it as much thought as you want, because all I'm going to do is copy your answer to secure my
name. Oh, that's smart.
It is. Wow. I didn't realize you could just do that. And you could have just waited until after I was done before you threw acorns at me.
Yeah, I wish there was some way you could sabotage Chad with your answer, but he's right. Like, if he just copies you.
this is a fun trap to be in.
Because even if I get number 1, I'll only get 3 points and I'll be second place.
Yeah, this whole game was devised not realizing that Chad Daniels could really...
This reminds me of my dad.
Benefit.
Yeah, my dad would teach us how to play checkers, but he knew a way to win every time, but he had to go first, and he would never let us go first. So it was really... So this is this feeling, I'm familiar with it, and I hate it with my whole heart.
I think that maneuver of making someone else go first in checkers is called the dad's gambit.
Solomon, I will tell you this. I have my answer, and since I don't know the name, I don't have to know the name of the person. That's not what this game is about. I can just describe them. So I have my answer, and that's what I'm going to do. I already have it, so okay. I won't.
Well, I like that. Fair play.
Unless it's the same one.
Okay, I was at this point in time would think Anne Hathaway.
Okay. What's your locked in already?
All right, this is going to be, this could be now that you did that, but I was going to say Jake Gyllenhaal's wife. Is that Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
Well, listen, that's what I was going to say. So
this is the most charming way anyone's ever cheated.
Hey, I had it.
Cheat. He knew what he wanted. It was just the same answer as me.
That was locked and loaded. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal's wife.
My turn.
Yeah. What do you think, Amy?
I'm going to say Heath Ledger.
I should do the points are doubled on the third round or something like that. But we
you should have.
We've never had the scores this close, I don't think. Or I have to. Sometimes I think I've prepared a tiebreaker just in case, but I didn't today because, you know, I get lazy when I'm, you know, I'm too busy cooking a turkey right now.
You are not.
I mean, I'm going to go pick up some turkey.
Sliced.
I'm going to get some to go because, you know, restaurants in LA are really, really suffering, like, because now, as of tonight, they can't even do outdoor dining.
Oh, yeah, but a lot more people are doing the Thanksgiving meal, which is nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to get a whole meal from a restaurant, bring it home, and, in fact, eat it tonight and then just have Thanksgiving leftovers tomorrow.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I think that's a good plan. What do you think, Amy? Did you say somebody?
Yeah, I said Heath Ledger. It's a really bad answer, but I can't remember anyone else that's in that movie.
You're not going to take a guess?
It's an impressive and interesting cast, and I will go through and remind you of who they are right now. So Solomon and Chad both went Anne Hathaway, and Amy went with Heath Ledger. Number nine in the cast of this movie, I totally forgotten he's in it, Randy Quaid.
Oh, whoa. Big week for him.
Yeah. Well, I feel like he plays a bad person in it. I'm just guessing.
I'm trying to remember. Was he like the owner of the farm or something?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like no matter what, he was definitely someone homophobic.
I feel like exactly. You only see him from a distance the whole movie.
I feel like his reason is the character, the central relationship is a secret. Well, that and their wives. All right.
I think there's some clips of him from that movie. If you go on Pornhub.com and search Randy Quaid, you can see.
But I mean, he's number nine on the list.
Yeah, he's number nine.
Like, he was on the news and people were still like, not going to look that up.
Yeah, exactly. People are just so like, true. That not far. Yeah, he'd be very sad to find out that he's not getting a spike on IMDb for recent antics. Number eight, I can't even picture this guy in the movie, but he was an actor that was in a ton of things before we came to know him for his work on Stranger Things, David Harbour.
Oh.
Yeah. And then number seven, I'm sorry, Amy, but number seven's Heath Ledger.
That's okay.
He's just not doing enough these days to stay popular. And then number six is the great Anna Faris.
Oh, I forgot that she was even in it. Damn.
Yep. And then five is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And number four, this is one you might have forgotten, but it makes sense that she'd be so high up on the list now because of that show Dead to Me, Linda Cardellini.
Oh.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great. And then number three is Michelle Williams.
Of course.
She's a big deal. And coming in at number two, probably because of the witches, it's Anne Hathaway. You guys were right.
Oh my God.
Anne Hathaway was huge on this one. So,
oh, Chad, I meant to, I actually said, I said Heath Ledger's wife is what I said.
You still would have lost.
Wrong wife. But then here's where this one gets weird, is that there's another person that I do not recall being in the movie who played, I guess, Michelle Williams' character as a younger woman, a teenager, and that's Kate Mara.
What?
She's number one because she's on that show, A Teacher.
Yeah.
Where has anybody seen any of that show?
I've been meaning to watch it, but haven't yet.
That's where I'm at with it. Because
it has to be done. The season has to be done for me to watch.
Oh, is that how you do it?
I can't do this. I watched, you know, whatever it was, Studio on the Sunset Strip, and they canceled it mid-season. I got no time for that shit anymore. I can't handle it.
That's
an interesting approach because, you know, because then at least you know what if you're liking it, you can just keep watching episodes. But if it's, you know, if it's a show that might go away, you could get screwed. But I don't know how many seasons could they do of a like, would it be a different teacher each season or something?
Oh God, that's a terrible theme for a show. A teacher each season that fucks a student.
Yeah.
A male teacher next year.
Yeah, then that's when it gets canceled. They're like, oh, that's the wrong way.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's so funny how society is just like, no matter how horrible her character is, she's the lead character in a show having sex with her, you know, male student. Yeah. And the other way around is just not going to happen.
After this episode airs, Amy could get a call from casting.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, culturally we love a white lady that fucks a kid. We love it.
Oh, it is
weird. I don't know if the show's any good or not, you know, because it just seems like, well, if it's just about that, I don't know if I could remain interested. But isn't the boy in it Nick Robinson from Love, Simon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good actor. So maybe their acting and their love for each other will keep me interested.
I think they think if they get an actor that's over 18, then we can all just suspend our disbelief for a minute and go like, well, it's two adults, but he's playing 16 or whatever. But
yeah,
it's still so creepy.
Well, it's like I wasn't that worried about Stockard Channing's pregnancy scare in Greece because she was 40 at the time.
She was just really bloated.
Well, I hate having to say this, but Chad is our winner today. There's no prize other than when I see you again, I'll give you two pats on your back.
Thank you.
I'll give you a double tap. And I also let you do your plugs first. Do you have anything you'd like to plug that's people can watch you?
I have a podcast called The Middle of Somewhere with my friend Cy Amundsen, and that comes up every Monday. There's maybe 70-ish episodes, so you can start from the beginning. It's a fun one.
Well, I can't watch it until it's done because, you know.
No, I get it. I totally get that.
And that Chad Daniels on Twitter.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for being here, dude.
Thanks for having me.
Amy Miller, what do you got to promote?
Well, an episode of my podcast, Who's Your God, comes out with Doug Benson next week, if you want to hear that. Or
when does that come out?
Next Thursday.
Oh, okay. Week from today.
Week from tomorrow.
Yeah, but no one's going to hear this until tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So a week from today. And then just follow me on Instagram at Amy Miller Comedy.
Nice. And Solomon Giorgio.
I'm Solomon Giorgio all across the board. There's no others. If you do find one, take them out for me. but yeah, I haven't done anything this year, but I've done a lot in the past. So just Google my name.
I feel like it's not even true. And you have done stuff this year.
Well, I've written for television, but no one can see that. Well, they can, but I'm not in it.
a thing with Conan.
No,
that can be seen. Oh, okay.
Currently, no.
Okay.
Thanks, Amy.
Well, I saw an announcement and I made a note to watch it. And okay,
that was just a live stream thing. So you can go back in time.
Well, I've got my Rush Tix show coming up, rushtix.com to get a ticket to it. It's on December 26th, also now known as Hot Boxing Day. Thank you for that, Amy. And thanks once again to Chad Daniels, Amy Miller, and Solomon Giorgio. We'll see you again soon. And as always, hello, Mrs. Page.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.